from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A new gun proposal in the U.S. Senate. One day after the U.S. Senate blocked four gun control measures, a new proposal emerged that could ease the partisan furor over the chamber's failure to act in the aftermath of America's deadliest mass shooting in Orlando, Florida. Forged by a bipartisan group that includes some of the Senate's most centrist members, the measure unveiled Tuesday would deny gun sales to terrorist suspects who were barred from boarding commercial flights and subject to enhanced security screening at U.S. airports. It would also allow those flagged for terrorist ties to contest the government's findings and recover legal fees if a judge determines they were placed on the terror watch list by mistake. The proposal's nine sponsors appeared together at a news conference as partisan fallout continued after Monday's votes in the Senate. North Korea on Wednesday fired two ballistic missiles from its east coast. According to U.S. and South Korean military officials, at least one of the two attempts failed. The twin launches early Wednesday were believed to be an intermediate-range Musudan missile capable of reaching U.S. military bases in Asia and the Pacific. North Korea unsuccessfully test-launched a similar missile three times in April. Another launch, most likely the Musudan, failed in May. The explosion of a car bomb on Syria's border with Jordan that killed six Jordanian troops and wounded 14 other people is raising fears that violence in Syria is spreading to its neighbors. No group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's border attack, but hours later, Jordan's King Abdullah vowed to strike anyone with an iron fist who threatens Jordan or its borders. In early June, five Jordanian intelligence officers were killed in an attack on a security office near a Palestinian refugee camp. This is VOA News. The words of the young Yazidi woman echoed through the silent Senate hearing room, onlookers and grizzled lawmakers wrapped in attention.
If a country as strong as your country cannot protect its citizens in Orlando or in Belgium or in France, how come a small minority like us can protect ourselves while we are in the heart of the land where the radicals are?
Without hesitation, Nadia Murad told them how in August of 2014, Islamic State fighters attacked Sinjar, killed her mother and six of her brothers in a single day, and ended life as she knew it. She was 19 years of age. Through an interpreter, she told of being raped and sold and abused, but still considering herself lucky because girls of nine were raped as well.
I was freed, but I do not enjoy the feeling of the freedom because those who committed these crimes have not been held accountable.
She spoke of how, after her first attempt at an escape, she was gang-raped as punishment, and she told them how she finally made it to safety with the help of a family in Mosul.
Today I'm saying that small religious minorities such as the Yazidis, Christians, and other minorities, if they are not protected, they will be wiped out.
The Turkish government's priorities in fighting terrorism are coming under question as it increasingly cracks down on proponents of Kurdish rights, while critics say it fails to show the same zeal against the Islamic State. Dorian Jones reports for VOA from Istanbul.
On Tuesday, supporters of three jailed press freedom advocates gathered in Istanbul to protest their detention. The three activists were detained Monday on terrorism charges for participating in a solidarity campaign in support of Özgür Gündem, a pro-Kurdish newspaper, says Attila Yeşilada, an Istanbul-based consultant with Global Source Partners.
Anyone who says we should pursue peace with PKK or end this war is labeled a sympathizer, and they are almost certain to go through some kind of court process.
Turkey's government, however, says it has prevented tens of thousands of would-be jihadists from entering the country and insists it remains a key ally in the war against Islamic State. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.